Logan Garrett here from Rainforest Radio in Costa Rica, welcoming you to the best environmental radio program in the U.S. It's time now for the Green Living Show with landscape architect, arborist, columnist, author, and speaker, my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. I don't know if I told you last week or not. I think I may have mentioned it, but looked into it a little bit more. She's doing something crazy right now, my announcer daughter there. She's in Nicaragua doing some volcano boarding. I'd never heard of such a thing. And I may never try this myself. First problem is you got to walk up the mountain. You got to hike up the mountain with all the gear. Then you sit on this silly sled made of wood and wear a suit to keep you from getting scratched up and burned up. And then you literally sled down the outside of a volcano. Oh, man. I tell you, I think I'll probably pass on that. Sounds like way too much work. I haven't got any photographs back on that, but we'll be putting some shots in the travel section at dirtdoctor.com when we get some stuff back. We've got to catch up on what all she's been doing. In fact, she told me she had thousands of slides. That's what I need, is a few more thousand of slides to get organized and get on the website and everything for you. But they've been traveling around Costa Rica and Nicaragua and have some good stuff, so we'll show you that as soon as we get it. Got a lot going on here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Wherever you are in the country, it's that time of year where it is very important gardening time, so we'll work a little bit of that in. I want to talk about treatment of wood. It's been a pretty important subject lately at our place, and been doing a little research, and I wanted to throw out a couple of questions. Need a little input from some of the listeners maybe there. We're here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in October. Now, what that means is that the State Fair of Texas is underway. Those of you that are anywhere near Dallas and have or haven't been to the State Fair before, I recommend it. If you do go out there, the one thing that you don't want to miss, well, two things. The Marine Corps Drum and Bugle Corps, for one thing. I always want to see that 4 o'clock in the afternoon is when they perform. And then the bird show, which happens about 3 or 4 times during the day. I'm not sure exactly how many times, but if you get a chance to go, you want to see the bird show. It's a free flight show with all kinds of birds, but probably more raptors than anything. Harris hawks, various other kinds of hawks and eagles, owls. They even have a stork that free flies, and it's the biggest bird you've ever seen in your life, and it's really, really a lot of fun. So those of you that get a chance to get there in the next week and a half or so, I recommend you check out all of that stuff. We have had several questions this week about an interesting topic. I don't know why it came up so much. Somebody must have been talking about it on national television or something about spraying fruits and vegetables to get rid of the pesticides when you bring them home from the grocery store. Well, I recommend that. I recommend it quite highly, but there's a good news and bad news story about all that. The pesticides, when you buy fruits and vegetables that haven't been organically grown, those pesticides have been being sprayed on the plant since they were pretty small. And they're not just on the outside of the fruit, they're inside the plant. So spraying something that's a nice cleaner on the fruit is important. That's very important because of the handling. You know, people could have been handling the fruit and vegetables with dirty hands, and you want to spray and control that, get that off, because whether it's organically grown or grown with toxic chemicals, the handling could have contaminated the outside of the fruits or vegetables, so you want to take care of that. And what I use myself is the product that's in our Green Living store called BioWash. It's in some markets as Plant Wash. It's a real high-tech kind of fatty acid soap made from potatoes and things like that. But it's great for cleaning and will actually extend the shelf life of your fruits and vegetables as well. So I recommend that. There are quite a few other products on the market that fit this bill. One's called Veggie Wash, and there's a lot of different names. Some are made by the companies that sell other kinds of cleaning products. Any kind of orange oil-based product would work. Hydrogen peroxide works. We had a caller on the show last week that talked about making their own cleaner from vinegar and baking soda and various kinds of things. A lot of people use baking soda and hydrogen peroxide. Got to be careful mixing those two. You're going to get a lot of fizzing and bubbling action. But all those things work pretty well to clean the outside of the fruits and vegetables. Doesn't do a thing in the world for the pesticides that are inside the fruits and vegetables. The only way you're going to avoid those toxins is to buy organically grown products, organically grown produce. And, you know, have better quality anyway. I mean, you're not just going to avoid having the toxins. You're going to have better nutrition. We talked about some of the new research. In fact, we did a newsletter, one of the last ones we did, which if you don't get our newsletter, you can go back and look at the archives and pick that up. But we did a newsletter about the nutritional benefits of organically grown food. And so that's where it's so important to get this stuff that's not grown on dead soil and not grown with toxic chemicals. The number one reason you want to do that is you're going to get more trace minerals, more nutrition, more of all the enzymes, more of all the good things in the food that you want if you are buying organically grown produce or if you're growing it yourself, which we certainly recommend too. And then the second thing relates to the toxins, and the toxins, again, can be both on the outside and inside the fruit. This doesn't mean I don't want you to clean the fruit if you can't buy organic produce. You want to clean the outside, but don't think that that's getting rid of all the pesticides because it's not. BioWash is made from potatoes, and I've got an interesting story about potatoes for you. Probably ought to give the phone number out if you want to call and talk to me, and I'm going to be asking for some advice from you, too. You can use this same number, obviously. It's 1-866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. I did a little experiment with storing potatoes at my place this year, and I'd kind of forgotten that the experiment was going on, and our new little puppy, Tater, which you've seen, he was involved in the contest we had studying the genetics of the little beast. He's growing like crazy, and he's turned out to be a pretty good dog. He's a digger and a barker at some time, and we're going to have to deal with that a little bit. But overall, he's really a sweet little dog. We're enjoying having him around. But he decided to dig into one of my experiments a couple days ago. What the experiment was that I took a wash tub, and I put some peat moss, just the brown Canadian peat moss that other people recommend for bed preparation, and potting soils, then I don't recommend it for that. But I've always talked about the fact that it would be good for storing your bulbs over the winter and over the summer if it's other kinds of bulbs and things like that. And it would be great for preserving living things. It works because it doesn't encourage biological activity. It doesn't encourage rot. And some people would think that that's a good thing, but that's far from a good thing. In the soil, we want to encourage biological activity or rot. That's part of the way the true natural fertility comes about. So what I did was filled a wash tub full of peat moss and put my Irish potatoes. I grew a lot of them last year. I had real good production. And some of the extra ones, all sizes, I put in the peat moss. Well, Tater decided to uncover them for me a couple of days ago. And he was playing around with some of the potatoes, and it reminded me that I hadn't looked at what was going on. And so I dug down and looked at some of the potatoes. Haven't taken them all out yet because I haven't had time. But the ones that I saw are in perfect shape. And I'll get some photographs for you as I uncover them, and we'll put them on the website and the blog and on the in the library and everything, because it's going to be a procedure that I certainly recommend you getting into. Well, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll talk a little bit more about all kinds of things today, preserving wood and these bed things, gardening, it's time to plant garlic, and lots more. 866-444-3478. Our website is dirtdoctor.com. I'll be right back.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. Ohira had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. Ohira discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. Ohira concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. Ohira difference.
My favorite zeolite is from a company called Zeotech. They're located down south of San Antonio, but the product is available in more and more places. The kitty crystals are for the cats, the critter crystals for other animals, the Z-quine for horses, Zeo Bright for the swimming pool, and the new product is Turf Aid for bed preparation. Go to zeotechcorp.com or check with your local nursery, feed store, or hardware store and ask for the Zeotech zeolite.
Nothing can ruin your yard like moles. That's why there's Mole Scram, the one mole repellent that really works. Mole Scram quickly and effectively reduces mole activity and gives your yard triple action protection against moles. Mole Scram is all granular, environmentally safe, and completely organic. It's easy to apply, just sprinkle or spread, and it comes with a money-back guarantee. Get Mole Scram today at fine nurseries and garden centers or go to molescram.com. Mole Scram, the name says it all.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Add versatility to your spring landscaping with Steel. The Steel Yard Boss is much more than a cultivator for gardens and flower beds. With 7 optional attachments, you can dethatch, edge, and aerate your lawn or garden, and clean the driveway with the bristle brush or power sweep attachment. The Yard Boss is lightweight in design, making it easy to carry, hang, and transport, and folds to save on storage space. The MM55 Steel Yard Boss is now just $349.99. Act now and get a free wheel kit with Steel Yard Boss purchase, adding better maneuverability and easier handling. The wheel kit is a $49.99 value. Offer expires June 30th, 2010, or while supplies last. Attachments sold separately. See your local servicing steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's STIHL dealers.com. All prices and promotions are VME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Howard Garrett here for a common problem and a solution. It's hearing problems. I've got a hearing aid company that I'd like for you to call if you've had hearing problems, if you've had problems with hearing aids in the past. Greg Keeney's who I'm talking about and his affordable hearing staff. They offer that free hearing test, and they'll let you take one of their high-quality hearing aids home. Give it a whirl. Give it a try for a week. No charge or obligation. I think you'll be very impressed. Their hearing helpline is 800-521-1592, available 7 days a week to answer your questions. This is a company that uses the very best state-of-the-art equipment and has great prices. That's where the name comes from, Affordable Hearing, at 800-521-1592. It's Affordable Hearing. Tell them the Dirt Doctor said to call. For convenience, they have offices in Fort Worth, Mineral Wells, Dallas, and Weatherford. It's Affordable Hearing, 800-521-1592.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. I've been planning a new project for some time. It's always hard. I'm a landscape architect, and it's always hard to design things for yourself, and it takes a while, and then you got to get your wife and everybody else involved to agree with it. So it's been a project that's been going on for some time, but we're real close to finally pulling the trigger to redo our swimming pool area, a deck, put in some new kinds of things, some new planting and a new water feature and a bunch of stuff. And one part of the project will be a new fence. We have a fence that, for whatever reason, was built about 4 feet going down to about 1 foot inside our property line. So we're moving it over to the property line and putting a new fence in. And I was talking to a fellow that's built fences and decks and overhead structures and decorative screens that I've designed for many, many years, especially when I was back primarily in the design business. And we were talking about the stringers and the part of the fence that would not be seen, that would be covered up, and we're going to probably do a native cedar fence, and the stringers will be probably covered up completely. So we were talking about what to use, and this fence builder and I have always been kind of at each other about treated lumber. Charlie Pollins is his name, with Quality Fence here. Great, great fence builder and deck builder and everything. But he's never had a big problem with CCA-treated lumber, which is chromated copper arsenate, which you can tell by the term there is not a non-toxic product. It used to be used on the landscape timbers and all kinds of lumber that you'd buy from various retail stores. It would have a little green tint to it, and it was used all over the place. It had a bunch of bad stories, people getting all kinds of illnesses and things from it, and it was finally banned for the most part, and a new treatment came in, and that's the one he's recommending that we use, and I might allow it because he says that this new treatment, which is also a copper treatment, doesn't have the chromium and the arsenic in it anymore, but it still is a base of copper. And I was asking him about how it would hold up compared to rough cut cedar, which would be what I would have used when I wasn't using any treatment at all. And he said, yeah, about 10 times longer. And so you have to consider that, especially if it's going to be completely covered up. If it's the undercarriage of a deck, for example, I'd probably recommend you look at it. I've got a deck right now that's rotting out on one side of our house where I did an experiment with Trex, you know, this man-made lumber that's made out of ground-up plastic bags and bottles, I guess, and bits of sawdust. And there's some great products out there, several different brands. In fact, we probably need to get friendly and get involved with some of those companies because they're a great alternative in a lot of cases. But what I did twice was use untreated lumber under the deck. The first time we did it, we put the top of the deck with, in this case, it was Trex, Choice Deck, and a bunch of other brand names are good, too. But this happened to be Trex. We put the boards on the deck surface close together. And so that when they got wet, they actually swelled a little bit and sealed completely off, which created a moisture situation under the deck. And the wood under there rotted out in an incredibly short period of time. The whole thing just basically caved in. The termites and carpenter ants came in and rot and the whole thing because we set up a perfect environment. So the second time I tried rough cut cedar. That time we tried just regular pine. I thought, well, it's going to be protected under there. It'll last a long time. Well, I was wrong on that. So the second time I tried rough cut cedar, and I thought, well, that's got a natural preservative in it. The cedar does. That'll last a long time. Well, it's lasted about three times as long, but it's only been in for probably 5 years, and it's starting to actually cave in. Enough rot there now to where that's a bad idea too. So I'll probably do it, and I'm probably saying that it's okay as far as a recommendation for me to use treated pine because it's a whole lot less expensive than some of the alternative things. The manufactured wood is not structural anyway. It's good for top of decks and decorative things, but it's not good structurally at all. And this new treatment that doesn't have the arsenic and chromium in it looks like it would be pretty good. The bad news about the old treatment that I disliked so much, the CCA, is that there's one place you can still use it, Charlie was telling me, and that one place you can still use it is down on the coast. In other words, down where it can leach into the ocean, where we have all kinds of other, contaminants that we're dealing with already. And they allow that because the environment is such that the wood will rot quicker. But allowing it around lakes and bays and people and places where there's fishing and harvesting of seafood and stuff seems to be counterproductive to people being healthy, but something we'll continue to talk about. It's made me look into it a little bit more. I hadn't thought about it in a long time. So we'll talk a little bit more about decks and wood and treatment. There's a new treatment on the market that I want to see if anybody out there knows anything about, because I don't. I just stumbled into it this morning. I'll tell you about it when we come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram in fine independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit deerscram.com. That's deerscram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all. Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way. Sugar can ruin your health. Here are a few good reasons from Nancy Appleton, PhD, who wrote Suicide by Sugar. Sugar can suppress the immune system. It can cause hyperactivity, anxiety, difficulty concentrating, and crankiness in children. Sugar interferes with absorption of calcium and magnesium. It can increase cholesterol. It can weaken eyesight and can cause hypoglycemia. It can cause premature aging, tooth decay, and contribute to obesity. Sugar can cause arthritis. It can cause asthma, gallstones, and heart disease. Sugar can lead to periodontal disease. Sugar can contribute to osteoporosis. It can cause headaches, including migraine. It can cause liver tumors. And sugar can cause cataracts. To learn more about living a more natural and healthy lifestyle, visit DirtDoctor.com today. You'll find helpful topics and wonderful products that will help you live better, have more fun, and save money, including information on why to avoid sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup.
Munster Natural Dog Food is a very special product for your very special pets. It has all of the good things. More flaxseed, the richest source of omega-3 in any pet food. Natural preservatives throughout the product, citric acid, rosemary extract, etc. Not just in the fats, like with most dog foods, by the way. Munster Natural is loaded with vitamins and minerals, and the blend gives dogs and cats the most beautiful coats you've ever seen. Munster Natural comes in three rations. That's the red bag for puppies, mothers, and athletes, green bag for normally active dogs, and the blue bag for seniors and less active dogs. The latest addition to the Munster Natural line of products is the chicken and rice formula, which contains no wheat or corn. Our two mutts, Hannah and the new puppy Tater, like all the formulas, I think your dogs will too. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic special ingredients and is found in the black bag. It's Munster Natural dog food and cat food. I recommend these products very highly for your special pets.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. There's a new product, or at least it's new for me, and I wanted to see if anybody out there had any experience with it for treating wood. The Green Living Shop has some stains and treatments that some of the people around here have tried, and I have too, and have worked pretty well. But this is a new one for me, and if it's anything like they promote here, it may be pretty good. It's called Lifetime Wood Treatment. I don't like the fact that it doesn't tell you exactly what's in it. It says that it's a family formula that has plant extracts and some minerals in it, so it sounds like, you know, it would not be a toxic material at all. But it talks about the fact that it's a one-time treatment, lifetime treatment, and it's been on some – well, obviously it's not new. They're saying it's been around for over 60 years. But I don't have any experience with it. If you do, let us know what you think. It's called Lifetime Wood Treatment. And it may be something very, very common that I'm just stumbling over here, but I want to find out more about it. I was talking to Bob Webster on his show this morning. Bob's an organic talk show guy down in San Antonio on KTSA, and we do a little gig every Saturday morning together. In fact, you can listen to the podcast of our show if you go to KTSA, and you can listen to all my shows, all 5 hours every weekend, streamed live on dirtdoctor.com. And we also archive all of the shows so you can listen to the ones in the past. But Bob, I asked Bob about it, and he said that, yeah, he had heard about it, but that it was a treatment where the wood is actually treated some way so that the structure in the wood changes and moisture can't get into the wood. And so rather than putting a stain or some kind of treatment on the wood that makes it last longer, it's some kind of a heat or pressure or combination treatment that simply creates a real hard, impenetrable structure in the wood so that the diseases, the rot, can't get in and get started, the moisture being accompanied with that, I'm sure. And that seems to be two completely different things. I've heard about it. The same people that recommend the radiant barriers and this, that, and the other thing for energy improvement have talked about this process around here. So I'm going to look into both of those. If any of you have had any experience with either one of them, good or bad, let us know. It's something I want to write about and do quite a bit more detail reporting on. Right now, it's time to talk gardening just a little bit. And then, well, I'll tell you what, let me talk about one, so I don't forget it. One more wood thing I want to tell you about. There is an alternative on decks and fences and screens and various things to use a wood that will not rot. And you think, well, what are you talking about? Redwood? No, redwood will rot eventually. It's just pretty slow. It's slower than cedar. It has protection in it much longer. The quality of the redwood, just like the quality of the cedar or cypress, any of those three, they all three have a natural preservative in the wood. And the quality of the wood makes a difference in how long that lasts. And the quality of the wood over the past many decades here has dropped dramatically. And some of the cypress and cedar and redwood that's on the market now doesn't last a whole lot longer than just regular pine and fir and things like that. Lasts longer, but not a huge amount like it used to. The quality is just not there anymore. Well, there is one wood that will last for a long time. In fact, Charlie Pollen, the fence and deck guy I was telling you about, he's used this product for a long time. It's called Ipe, or Ipe. It's I-P-E. It's also sold as Pelope and several other names. If you do a web search on it, Wikipedia or whatever, you'll see probably. And we've got some information on dirtdoctor.com, too, because we've used it and recommended it in the past. I love it. I think it's a beautiful wood. Real, real tight grain, and it won't rot. It's amazing. He told me a story about some kind of a structure that he just recently tore out to build something new, and part of it had been touching wood, touching soil, and had been in a moist situation for like 20-something years or something, and it had zero rot. He said it just held up like nothing he had ever seen. It's so dense. The reason it works is that it's incredibly dense. It won't float. It's so dense. It's a wood that won't float. And it's really beautiful. It's expensive to buy. It costs like redwood. And it's expensive to build with because the nail won't go in it. You have to drill it and put screws in it or use fasteners and little brackets, little metal clips to put it in. And when you do that on a wood deck here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area at the Fort Worth Botanical Gardens, they've got a children's education area where you walk out on this Ipe deck, and you can't see the metal clips. You can't see wood. You can't see screws. You can't see nails. You can't see anything. And it's gorgeous. It's just unbelievably beautiful. I saw another when I was in Wichita, Kansas a couple of days ago, and they had a smaller version of the same. So if you want to put in a wood deck or some kind of wooden structure and, you know, spend a little bit more money, no question about it, but you want to have something that's going to be gorgeous and last but virtually forever, that's the way to go. We probably ought to do a newsletter on ePay at some point. I may have in the past. I don't remember, but need to do an update on it anyhow. So that's my reporting on wood. And if you've got some other things, one more quick thing, and I want to talk about garlic planting and fall planting because it's so critical at this point in time. We were noticing something at our office and at my house recently. One of the things that we've done as an experiment was we painted the eaves, the overhang of the eaves, the ceiling part, both on some porches and just the eave around the house and also our office with Haint Blue paint. It's a light blue, sky blue paint. We've got information on the website. We've done a newsletter on it. Specifically about using it, not to keep the haints away so much. I never have had a problem with haints, but that's how the name came about. People thought that, you know, it repelled insects so well, it might repel other things as well, and got started in the South years ago. But it's pretty for one thing. It has a cooling, soothing kind of effect, especially good for summer. But I noticed something a few days ago. About ours. Ours has now been in about 3 years, I guess. 2.5, 3 years. There's no insects there. There's no cobwebs. There's no wasp nest. And I've got mixed feelings about that. I like to have wasp nests around and wasps to a degree. But there's nothing. There's nothing being built as far as mud daubers or anything else. So if you've had a problem with that in the past, look at our information on dirtdoctor.com or just go to the store and tell them you want some Haint Blue paint. If they don't know what you're talking about, you can get the information off our website. It's not a certain kind of paint. It's just a color. And you can do it in whatever kind of paint that you like buying, you know, latex or oil, or I'd recommend a low or no VOC paint no matter what you're going to do, like we have in the Green Living shop. But if you've had insect problems in the past, that's something that you should try. We're right in the middle now of my favorite gardening season, the fall, for many of you, almost everybody across the South, and even for those of you up north to a degree further south of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You're just getting into the window for the very best time to grow vegetables and herbs and plant new landscaping plants and all that. My bed preparation we'll talk about because it's critical due to the fact it works so much better than using peat moss and bark and sand. We'll talk about that a little bit. And also wanted to make sure that I talk about the fact that right now, 1st of October, for a very large percentage of you out there, is the ideal time to plant garlic. Garlic is a wonderful food, wonderful herb, medicinal, tastes great. You can use it to make your own homemade pest control products. Garlic pepper tea was one of the first pest control products that I ever recommended, and we have the formula right on the website. I'll go through it for you here in a little bit, too, if you don't have a computer handy. And right now is the time to plant it. Buy good plump garlic bulbs if you buy organically grown ones, which I admit are a little bit harder to find. That's the best thing to do. If you can't get organically grown garlic, simply buy the biggest, plumpest garlic bulbs you can from the grocery store. Divide them like you're going to be using the cloves for cooking. Leave the skin on the cloves. And then put those cloves in the ground. Ideal is pointy end up, but it's not critical. I usually throw them in sideways. The depth needs to be about twice the length of the clove, or a little bit deeper maybe if you're in sandy soil, if you're in a colder climate. You can literally plant garlic any month of the year and have some decent production. And the foliage has the same medicinal and taste value as the cloves, just not quite as much. So, you know, we recommend growing the entire bulbs, but you can harvest some of the greenery. And if you have a lot of garlic and you've really developed your own stand of it, harvesting some of the greens from early, from late fall to early winter, through the winter is a good thing to do. You have something that you can mix with your scrambled eggs or other dishes all through the winter. If you get some freeze damage to the green that has come up during the winter, that's cosmetic, usually doesn't hurt. You can put floating row cover over the garlic when we're going to have a hard freeze and give yourself, give the plants 4 to 5 degrees protection. If you're using an organic program, you're going to get 4 to 5 degrees protection just from that, just from the program itself. And we'll harvest the entire bulbs early summer, and we don't do it like onions. You know, onions, once the top starts dying completely, we leave the onions in the ground, and they'll continue to develop the bulbs a little larger. You can even store onions, leaving them in the ground in the early summer. Not with garlic, though. Once that top growth starts to die back in the heat of the early summer, you pull those garlic bulbs out of the ground. We'll talk just a little bit more about garlic and then other things. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and be back. This is Howard Garrett for Alpha Biosystems product Thrive. You know, I've recommended a lot of products. I've used a lot of products through the years, and this may be the most important one that I've ever dealt with. Thrive is a beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus product. It's great for all plants in all soils, especially if you have plants that aren't performing the way they should. Alpha Bio also has a product that will help you with your pond cleanup and pet odors. For information, go to alphabiosystems.com. That's alphabiosystems.com.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com or call 956-383-0739.
Hello, gardening friends. I'm John Dromgoole. You've probably heard about Ladybug Natural Brand organic gardening products. I'd like to talk about these high-quality products for your organic garden and landscape. Ladybug organic fertilizers are economical and easy to use. The Ladybug 824 all-purpose organic fertilizer covers over 4,000 square feet. Just compare that with other brands. A Texas A&M study proved that it is better than all of the top synthetic chemical fertilizers, and there was no runoff to pollute the environment. It's really fantastic for vegetables, trees, flowers, herbs, and container gardens. It's granular and easy to apply. Try our other great products like Ladybug Flower Power for your roses, perennials, and vegetables. Our compost blends are famous in Texas, like our Revitalizer compost. Try our Vortex potting soil. Your plants will really love it. These and many other Ladybug gardening products are available only at independent garden centers. When you want quality and consistency, ask for Ladybug Natural Brand.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit HowardGarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com. There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. The finishing up on this garlic planting, it's even if you don't like garlic to eat it, if you're allergic to it, which that's a sad case if it's the true, because it's one of the most healthy things you can put in your body, especially if it's organically grown. But even if you don't like it or can't eat it for whatever reason, it's a wonderful tool to have. The garlic pepper tea that I've recommended for a long time, and in fact is, like I said, one of the first things I ever talked about. You take, to make it at home, you take two bulbs, the entire bulbs with all the cloves of garlic, throw that in, throw the cloves. It's probably best to take the little hard piece right on the bottom out, put it in the compost, so it's kind of hard to grind up, hard on your blender. We put all the cloves from two bulbs of garlic in a blender, and then put two large or four smaller hot peppers in with the cloves. Hotter the better. Habanero or, you know, Tabasco, any hot pepper will work, but the hotter it is, the better it's going to work. You put some water in and you blend that into a liquid, strain the solids out of the garlic and peppers. You throw those solids into the compost pile. Some people have reported putting that material in a dish and put it in an area where there's a fly or mosquito problem and it repelling mosquitoes. So you might give that a shot. I don't know if it works that well all the time or not, but it'd be worth trying. And then the worst thing you would do with it would be toss it in the compost pile. Don't throw it away. The liquid then that you have strained the solids out from that process, that add enough water to that to make a gallon. Put it in a gallon glass jug or a plastic jug. If you put it in glass or put it in anything, don't put a tight lid on it, because any kind of homemade tea or brew like this will have some biological activity and it will expand. So putting it in glass, I like using glass, but you got to be real careful about having a loose-fitting lid so you don't create a little bomb, you know, at home. I've had one listener through all the years I've been recommending this tell me that they were driving home from church or from the grocery store or something, and they started coming in the house, and they said, "Who's cooking Italian food in the house?" And a gallon had gone off in their pantry. They had put a real tight lid on a glass container, and it had blown up. So that's the only warning there, but it makes a wonderful concentrate. Two bulbs of garlic, 2 to 4 hot peppers, depending on the size of them. You want to put about as much mass of pepper in as you have mass of garlic for the kind of the best balance there. And then that's your concentrate. And then into a gallon of water in the sprayer, you put people will put anywhere from 1/4 cup of this concentrate up to a full cup, depending on, you know, how much you have and how strong you want it to be. It will repel and even injure small insect pests. It seems to have some disease-fighting power. For most of you, the 1/4 cup of the concentrate per gallon is really all you need. If you go a little higher than that, though, you're probably not going to get any phytotoxicity, in other words, burn on the plants, but you could. So just don't make it too strong. And if you're kind of sensitive to hot things, be careful about getting it on your skin and touching other parts of your body and getting it in your eyes, that sort of thing. But it is a wonderful natural repellent to use at home, and of course completely non-toxic. We're talking about food. There are some commercial versions on the internet, and I think we have one at least in the Green Living shop on dirtdoctor.com, so you can go that route. But making it yourself is kind of fun, and so I recommend you give it a shot. On our regular feature, the poison of the week, we have Dursban this week, and Dursban is one of those materials that has been banned, except in some certain situations. And that's a good news, bad news thing. Some commercial people can still use it. If you had it in inventory, I guess maybe in some cases you could still sell it. But most of the retail stores now are out of the business of selling Dursban and Diaznon. We probably ought to put those two together. They're so closely aligned, but we'll probably add Diaznon here sometime soon. Their history and their fate is similar. People finally got wise enough to look at the data about how dangerous these materials are, neurotoxins to people, to wildlife, to dogs and cats, and they went away from at least a 6-year-old kid from being able to go in a grocery store and buy this stuff, which was the case not that long ago. And Dursban was particularly bad showing up in the water stream. So we're making a little progress. In most cases, the EPA doesn't ban these things. The manufacturers just agree and cut some kind of a side deal, agreeing not to pay for the license to go on and to take the product off the market. They usually make some kind of deal to be able to keep using it on an agricultural basis, and that's unfortunate, but it's better to get rid of it, at least in some cases. Check that out, our Poison of the Week on DirtDoctor.com, all the ones that we've covered so far, and it's building, and we will continue to do that for you. If you want our newsletter, send us an email. Send it to info@DirtDoctor.com. Our newsletter is free, and it's a weekly event. We try to get it out on Tuesday. We haven't been doing a very good job of that, but we'll get it out for you every week. And we'll talk more next hour. Don't go away. Howard Garrett here.